Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast and season's greetings. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today here at the McHugh Center is Jason Williford, who's in his seventh season as an assistant men's basketball coach at his alma mater. Jay, glad to have you back in the big chair.
Good to be here, Jeff. How about that? 7 years, seven seasons. Can you believe that?
It flies, doesn't it?
Yep.
Final exams end Friday, which is tomorrow, which means the players will be able to focus solely on hoops before their holiday break. You and I both know how difficult finals at UVA can be, but unlike you, I was not playing a sport while I was preparing for my exams. As a player, what's it like to be juggling both, and how big a relief is it once you get the finals behind you?
Well, I didn't take the toughest of classes when I was here. So I was very relieved to be done and get through exams. And then it's just like you said, it's just all basketball. And that's the part that I think all of my teammates look forward to. We look forward to. I know our guys are looking forward to doing well on finals, but then just being able to just focus on basketball, go home for a little bit during that Christmas break, and then come back and it be all basketball for a few weeks.
Big game at JPJ on Saturday afternoon with Villanova coming to town. ESPN2 is televising it. What quick scouting report on the Wildcats?
They're good.
they're ranked number 12.
They're really good. They got a ton of kids, actually local kids from that D.C. area, Baltimore area, kids that we recruited, we looked at. Brunson, mm-hmm. There's some familiarity with Jalen Brunson. His dad was here with Lato. Guard, dominant, played four guards most of the time. Really not shooting a three as much this year. Well, not shooting at a high percentage this year, but they're very capable. They got a big fella, Daniel Chefu, who's really good inside, who can score it inside and anchors their defense. They're very underrated defensively. I think they're one of the top defensive teams. They three-quarter court press. It'll be a huge challenge. But this is what Coach wanted when he made this brutal schedule. West Virginia, Villanova, and then Cal after that. So we've got our work cut out.
You look at the stat sheet for Virginia and for Villanova. Virginia has attempted 141 three-pointers this season, which is a fair amount. Villanova has attempted 280, mm-hmm. almost twice as many, 31 per game. You play the pack line without giving away any secrets. Do you have to tinker at all with the pack line when you play a team, or do you just emphasize closeouts?
No, we're still going to do what we do. We're a pack defense. Obviously, them playing with four guards or a stretch four, you've just got to be a little more conscious of getting to that shooter. But closeouts, you hit it on the head. We got to be able to get to closeouts, get to shooters, contest shots. That's the biggest thing, being able to contest threes. And then rebounds. Long shots equal long rebounds, so our guards are going to have to rebound very well.
You're nine games into the season. Team is 8-1, ranked number 8 nationally. I know it takes time for every team to kind of form its identity. Do you have a good read on this team yet, or is it still too early?
You know, it's funny. I've been talking to the staff and just, you know, former players, my teammates, friends that know basketball. I can't get a pulse on us defensively yet. At times we're good. At times we foul. We can't keep the ball out of the paint. So still trying to figure us out defensively. I do think, however, we're a better offensive unit.
Yep.
We're getting easier buckets. Darius Thompson helps in that regard. Obviously, Anthony and Malcolm and London, when he's healthy, are playing at a high level. And then contributions from everybody else. But Devin Hall has been great. Isaiah Wilkins has been great. I don't know if we're where we were defensively the last few years, but offensively, I think we stepped it up a little bit.
Yeah, you're averaging 76.3 points a game, which I think is by far the most you know, for a Tony Bennett coach team there, but you're allowing 57.1, which is more than in recent years.
Right.
One thing I assumed, and I think other people did too, that with the new 30-second shot clock, that you'd see even more shot clock violations by Virginia opponents, and I don't think there have been nearly as many this year as in years past. And
yeah,
I don't know if that reflects on the defense or teams are just shooting it quicker.
Yeah, I think teams are a little more conscientious of the shot clock, so they're playing a little faster, getting more attempts. But we miss the Darian Atkins, the Akil Mitchell type of guy on the interior that could anchor the defense. And no knock on any of our current guys, they're just not those types of players. And so we collectively have got to do a better job. You know, you look at the points per game. I look at the shooting percentages per game. I think teams are shooting something like 40,
yeah,
almost 41.
A lot more
41
in the 40s than years past.
And we've been somewhere between 36, 37, 38%, you know, field goal percentage defense. So that's my concern. That's my concern, and that's the number that's glaring to me.
As you mentioned, this may be the most challenging non-conference schedule. It probably is that Virginia's played during the Tony Bennett era.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the midst of an especially rough stretch. Started with the game against West Virginia at the Garden last week. Continues Saturday against Villanova. Then on Tuesday night, you host Cal, which is 8-2 and has three players who could be first-round picks in the next NBA draft. Fair to say you'll know a lot more about your strengths and weaknesses as a team by the end of that Cal game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we play a good Oakland team before we go into ACC play. So, we'll know who we are, where we need to improve. And, you know, it's what Coach wanted. He wanted a tough schedule. He wanted to be tested prior to ACC play. And so far, we've done okay. I mean, we went up and took one on the chin to a very good GW team at home. Not many schools would have done that. And obviously, they're playing good ball. I think they're in the top 25 this week. They're ranked now. And so, you know, it was a good test, and we got a few more good tests before we open up league play.
After that GW game, there are a lot of fans who are ready to kind of jump off ledges. I don't know. Are you insulated enough, or did you hear from your buddies, like, what's wrong, what's wrong? And it turns out GW's pretty darn good team. They're 8-1, I think.
Expectations are that we're going to win every game. You know, you're going to always win 30 games. It's a different season, different team. And you just got to take them one at a time. It's so early in the year, there's no need to panic. We just needed to defend better. Need to make some shots. We got some good looks. We didn't make them there. But that was a good team, and it's evident. And I expect them to continue to play good ball.
I know the focus has been this week on preparing for Villanova. Cal comes quickly after that. Cal's coach is Quanzo Martin, who coached Darius Thompson at Tennessee in 2013-14. You guys have had two encounters with those Tennessee teams. One went well. One was very ugly. Does the Cal team look like the Tennessee team?
You know, that's a good question, Jeff. I haven't watched a lot of Cal. We're a singular focus group. We're on the Villanova. We'll get to Cal when it's ready, when it's time. But I anticipate them playing the same way. I don't anticipate us playing the way we played at Tennessee a few years ago. A lot has changed for us since then.
Yeah.
You know, the way we're playing offensively and what we're doing schematically. But that's a good group. Very talented team. Very talented team. They can play combinations. They can play small ball. They can play big. They got a lot of just good skilled guys. Very good offensive group. So our work will be cut out.
The Cal game, well, TV kind of dictates when games are played, as you know.
Yeah.
As a coach, what do you think of these 9 p.m. starts?
9 p.m. start before the holiday break. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. It's the hand that was dealt. I think the guys, Tony will do a good job of having them focused and ready to play. because we'll need to be. But it's tough. But it's almost like a tournament. The tournament time. It's talking.
Yeah,
you know, postseason.
You
know,
late.
Yeah. So you know, you may end up having to play the late game in a tournament. So, you know, sometimes the TV can help in preparing you. You know, hopefully for a run later in the year. And we just got to be ready. I don't care if we play it at noon or at 9 at night. We just got to be ready.
You were a starting forward on the 1995 UVA team a long time ago. What, 95?
It's not that long, Jeff. That's not that long.
That made it to the Elite Eight. What's it been like? And there were some rough years for the program after that. What's it been like to kind of be part of building it back, you know, to national prominence? I know you stay in contact with a lot of your former teammates.
It's been a fun ride. I always wanted to come back and coach. Obviously, I tried a couple times with the previous staff, and for whatever reason, Tony gave me an opportunity, and we're making the most of it. And I say we collectively, we've done this collectively. It's been a long process. We've gotten the right types of kids, and they've totally bought into our style, Tony's system. But to see UVA back where I think it was during the Holland, obviously the Holland era, and then the Jeff Jones era. And again, we had some good seasons, you know, but it wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
But to see it be consistent and us be where I think we should always be, and that's the upper echelon of the ACC.
For the first time since Tony arrived here in the spring of 2009, his staff has something of a new look. Richie McKay and Brad Soucy are now at Liberty. Mark Vershaw is at Western Illinois. You've added Brad Soderberg, Orlando Vandross, and Johnny Carpenter. Has the dynamic changed in staff meetings? Just having some new voices and new faces?
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting because Brad's always got Wisconsin stories. So it all for whatever reason, it goes back to the Stevens Points days when he was playing for Dick, or when he watched Tony play when he was at Green Bay, or the Green Bay Packers. We always end up talking Wisconsin. So I just take a look at Sanchez and we chuckle. But Brad's a great personality. He's enthusiastic. He brings a tremendous amount of energy. And then Orlando and I have a prior past. We worked together at BU. So, you know, then he and I go into different stories about Dennis Wolfe and Boston University. And then obviously Johnny being back with us. Johnny was a manager here, and he's back home after spending time with the Mavericks. So, It's unique. It's a different voices, but there's a connection. So it's not much has changed. In fact, Brad was there when the Pack became the Pack. So he knows it better probably than Tony and Ron and myself. So
Virginia has had a lot of success with guys who redshirt for one reason or another, because like Malcolm coming off an injury, or Anthony and Darius, they transferred, or Jack and Devin, they just sat out a year at redshirt to get better. Two guys sitting out this year for various reasons, Mamadi Diakite and Austin Nichols. Mm-hmm. How are they coming along? I see them in practice on the scout team. They can be tough to go against.
I say sometimes that our bigs are going against better bigs than what they're going to play against some games. Those are two very good interior guys. Obviously, Austin doing what he did and posting the numbers he posted at Memphis for 2 years. And then Mamadi, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. Those guys are giving us obviously, interior defense. When they have to go and play offense, they can score. They can, you know, they put it on the floor. They're dunking on our guys. So this year for them sitting out, it's going to be huge for them in terms of getting stronger, learning the system, learning the defense and all of our terminology, and they've been working their butts off.
The national recruiting analysts are very high on your incoming class, which consists of Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, Jay Huff, and DeAndre Hunter. You guys are occupied with your team during the season. How much can you keep up with kind of how those guys are doing?
Yeah, you know, we keep up. We're constantly texting, calling. We can call those guys all we want now. And obviously, with social media, you see all the tweets and you follow those guys are always tweeting or somebody's tweeting about what they're doing. So we're keeping up. They all are having really good years so far. In fact, I was on the road recruiting this past weekend up in D.C., and Ty Jerome was a talk. He had just, I think, went for 37, yeah, a triple-double. He had done some stuff. People were talking about him being probably one of the better players in that New York area this year. And obviously, Kyle's doing his thing out in Indiana. And he's not one to be shy
about
his stuff on Twitter. So we constantly hear about what he's doing.
And then Jay Huff was like the ultimate – under the radar guy he committed. Now it just seems like there's a buzz about him that grows all the time.
Yeah, and in the fall he competed in some event down in Charlotte or Greensboro, I can't remember where, but in Carolina, and he was the buzz. People were talking about he's got a chance to be a NBA guy, stretch four, his skill set. When it's all said and done. And then DeAndre, obviously, right. DeAndre up in Philly just scored his 1,000th point. He's doing really well. He just sent me a YouTube video of him dunk. Like, he had like 3 or 4 dunks in a row. I told him he must have been playing against Little Sisters of the Poor because nobody gives up 4 dunks in a row. So.
All right. I know you got to get back across the street, but I'll ask you a final question. I don't know about his assistants, but Jay Wright is a pretty sharp dresser, as is your boss. Are you going to have to raise your game Saturday when it comes to picking out your suit and your clothes?
My game? Or yeah. Does Tony
you,
need
well,
to raise?
The
no.
Assistant's got to look good, too, right?
You know, I tend to do a decent job when we dress. Although I wish we would change the rules in college basketball to what football has and just let you wear khakis. And sneakers and a polo.
And a polo shirt.
That would be awesome. I'd love to do that every game.
Well, you know, Huggins and Bob Knight, they wear what they want to wear.
No, I know. Well, when you become Huggins and Bob Knight and you get that many wins, you can do that as well.
All right. Well, listen, thanks again for stopping by, and I'll see you practice a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
With the semester ending, the calendar for UVA athletics is light between now and Christmas. Women's basketball team hosts Charleston Southern on Friday night, and as we mentioned, the men play Villanova on Saturday and Cal on Tuesday night. The schedule cranks back up as 2016 approaches. In the meantime, remember to check virginiasports.com for updates on all our teams. I'll be back in the new year with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, happy holidays, and thanks for listening.